Random House Audio presents Little Demon in the City of Light, a true story of murder and mesmerism in Belle Époque Paris, by Stephen Levingston. Read for you by John Lee. For Suzanne, Katie, and Ben. Prologue. The experiments were chilling. In one, a woman was hypnotized and ordered to shoot a local government official. When handed a gun, she walked directly up to him and pulled the trigger, firing a blank she imagined was a real bullet. After the official, playing along, fell to the floor, she stood calmly over him, hallucinating that he was dying in a pool of blood. Under interrogation, she admitted to the crime with utter indifference, parroting what the hypnotist researcher had planted in her head, that she simply didn't like the man. In another experiment, a hypnotized woman was told to dissolve a white powder she believed was arsenic in a glass of water and offer it to a man nearby. If anyone were to ask, she was to say the glass contained sugar water. She did exactly as she was told, and the man quaffed the tainted drink. After she was brought out of her trance, she dutifully followed the hypnotist's final command. She told her interrogator that she didn't remember a thing. She hadn't given a drink to anyone. Most disturbing, she couldn't name anyone who had directed her to do anything. In the late 19th century, doctors, scientists, and professors were desperate to answer an alarming question. Could a person be persuaded, under hypnosis, to commit a terrible crime, even murder? At risk was the very foundation of law and order. If researchers discovered that hypnotic crime was possible, then who was safe? Thievery, assault, arson, and murder, secretly directed by evil hypnotists, became nightmarish possibilities. And what